So we're here at the Magnetic Latvia Film Conference, the first of its kind, and I'm here with the director of the Latvian Investment and Development Agency, Andris Ozols. What's it all about, Andris?
Important event happens in Riga. It is the International Film Festival where creative minds show their capability as film directors, film producers, creators of the content. And since years we've been thinking that the business component part of how to convert that creative part into more income for the country, to show that we are not only manufacturers, that selling our world-class services is important for Latvia, so it takes place. It is Magnetic Latvia Film Conference devoted to commercial part of making films, where beneficiaries are not only filmmakers, cameramen, producers, different professionals of the industry, but also makeup artists, hairdressers, real estate owners, etc. So I really think that we have a genuine offer where we sincerely believe. We do not exaggerate. We have value. It is our architecture, very different, modern one, very conservative, or let's take a city like Kuldīga. It could be easily a village or a city in Switzerland or in Germany, or our people as well, European type of faces for certain films. Then even for Japan, the Japanese make a film in Adaji, and that is also possible. I think this mixture and respect to the costs, because we speak about very high cultural stuff, but sometimes do forget to say that price for excellence is good in this country. And why do I say price for excellence? Because if I say we are cheap, then usually it is associated bad quality, or worse, definitely worse than somewhere else. But I think the excellence cost here less than in other countries.
I mean, that's an interesting point you raise, and I was thinking the same thing, that I guess if this conference had been taking place, or forum rather, 10, 15 years ago, it would very much have been about, we can do things much cheaper here. We've got cheap workforce, you know, access to lots of huge studios, and particularly if you want to recreate some kind of Soviet set, then we can do it really cheaply. But that's definitely not the case of what's being pushed here. I mean, the architecture, as you say, the landscapes and the technical expertise is really to the fore, and there must be a certain confidence within the industry that you can do that now.
I think we are even obliged to respect this shift of paradigms, that if we keep talking by inertia, this former post-Soviet part of the world where we are significantly cheaper, we definitely go wrong. And even though it's true we are cheaper, but the focus, main focus, is of course we can deliver. The services rendered here are really world class. Not all of them. Yeah. One should zoom into details, understand what exactly is offered here. Then also this Baltic Union does work here. So where Lithuanians, Estonians and Latvians create a critical mass of specialists available. Because scalability is another bottleneck. Mm. So we need to perform in numbers, not only in quality. And this is close. Riga, 300 kilometers. Remote Tallinn, the same distance Vilnius. So I think Baltics get united, and that is good to be even closer with our Baltic brothers, Baltic neighbors, and also to do compete. And a part of film competition, which is more tough, there is a jury, then they decide which film is better. In terms of business, it is not a jury. Those are the investors, people with control over expenditure, and they decide and vote with their payments. Do they believe in Latvia or do they not believe? More and more they tend to believe in our country.
And last year, I mean, the domestic film industry got a little bit of a boost with the centenary. There was a little bit more funding available for Latvian movies. Do you sense that that has given a bit of a kickstart to the industry, and we're not just talking about servicing other people now, but actually producing some of our own films?
I do agree that the centenary celebration is like your larger birthday. Every year you can make a celebration of yearly, annual event, but once in 100 years, usually it is a different generation which will experience it ever again. But I think it made a major impact because of we felt different. It was not only we spent more money and focused more on that. For instance, three Latvian films last year were first of all awarded, also gathered a number of spectators, and last year Latvian spectators watching films were confused that they did not respond that they like more Hollywood films. First, it was a shift that now they said that local content seems to be the more interesting, not more important, but more interesting. And they also voted with their wallets. They went to movie theater and paid for those films. So local content is important, but this particular conference shows that business is as important as the creative part, and creativity in business is something which is sometimes underestimated. Those creative guys are kind of those who are a bit crazy, a bit strange, but in reality a very important component is being creative in finding channels of your distribution, respecting new digital world and totally different way of seeing films. Also that thesis that movie experience, where typical average American sees a film in his notebook, not anymore in a movie theater, to promote people going to the movie theater needs to have this theatric experience there. So I think those industry professionals should know the trends at the very early beginning, not to be too late.
One final question. In the last 6 months or so, what's been the film or TV show that you've most enjoyed?
Strange enough, but Chernobyl, what Gary Tuck was promoting here. Enjoying is maybe not a proper word, because it is rather totally tragic experience, but I did enjoy this depth of reconsidering what is happening in our lives and what is our responsibility towards the society and towards the environment we are living in, and I could really dare to say I did enjoy Chernobyl.